do your gift and be amazed. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you Bible stories. Do your gift and be amazed. We oftentimes hear the story that Jesus said to the disciples and to those who followed him, do the things that I have done, these things shall you do, and greater things than these shall you do. You will do things beyond anything I have ever done. And his disciples said, if we could only do the things that you're doing, we'd be very happy, we'd be very pleased if we could just do the things that you do, Jesus, because, you know, you're pretty cool. Oh, yeah. The disciples were very pleased with what Jesus did. And they said, yeah, we'd just love to be able to do the things you're doing. And Jesus said, well, you will. You'll do the things I do. Perhaps you will do other marvelous things and exciting things before you really do all the things that I've been doing. But I'm showing you the ultimate. Well, Jesus, you're walking on water, and that's kind of cool. Now, how can we walk on water? Well, Jesus said, you will not walk on water. You will always walk on your feet. And your feet will always be on a solid surface. And wherever you are, you will think a solid surface. And as you think this solid surface, wherever you are, you will be able to walk. Whether you're over a marsh, or whether you're over the sands in the desert, or whether you're over the water in the Sea of Galilee, wherever you are, you'll be able to walk because you are walking on a solid surface. But Jesus, that's not a solid surface. That's exactly right. That's exactly right, he told the disciples. You do not think of the sea as a solid surface, and so therefore it is not. You think of the sea as made up of water, and that water cannot hold up your body. You go into it, you dive into it, you swim in it, you sink in it, but you don't walk on it. There'll be a day that you'll say, I'll walk on fire. But you won't walk on fire, because you can't walk on fire. Fire will burn you. The water will let you sink. So if you say, I walk on solid surface, then you walk on whatever surface it may be. And if you say, I walk on cool, wet moss, when you walk over fire, and you believe that that's cool, wet moss, and you know it in your heart, then it is so. Now, do your gift and be amazed. Your gift is that you are unlimited. You have the capacity to do anything in the world that you'd like to do. You have the capacity to be anything in the world. You have the capacity to travel here and there by your thought. You have the capacity to think your thought and demonstrate whatever your thought is. Jesus spoke to his disciples in unconditional terms, terms that did not allow for not working. Everything that he taught, everything that all the great philosophers and all the great theologians of all time teach about the infinite creative cause is true. Just as all things were created out of thought, all things were created out of the universal mind, and just as you and I are the universal mind, and we utilize ourselves as the universal mind whenever we choose, we have been using ourselves as an illusion or an appearance on the physical level of consciousness, on the relative level. And so that's all that we've experienced. Now, many of our current day physicists and scientists are reaching into the metaphysical level of thinking. They're going beyond the physical level, and they're going beyond gravity, they're going beyond space, they're going beyond time, they're going beyond all these things, and they're saying, that is what it is. There is no time, there is no space, there is no gravity, there is none of these things, unless we create them in our mind as a pleasant fiction that we enjoy for a while. Now, how long do we want to create this pleasant fiction? That's what Jesus asked his disciples. It is done unto you according to your belief. It is done unto you according to what thoughts you have in your mind about who and what you are. Now, none of the disciples reached into the upper level of the metaphysical thinking that Jesus was teaching them. None of them. And Paul, who was not a disciple, but just an intellectual character who came along at a point in time and tuned in to using the teachings of Jesus as a concept, he didn't turn into it either. He was a humanist. He was a person who was a moralist. He was a person who taught good morals. Jesus taught good morals. Jesus taught all of these beautiful, beneficial things, but he taught we transcend them. He taught we go beyond these appearances. We go beyond all of these illusions that we live in. He went into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights, had no water, no food, and he came out of the desert. He was not hungry or thirsty, but the disciples thought he was, and they wanted to take care of him. But he had no problem. They had the problem. They visualized him experiencing 40 days and 40 nights as a human being, but he experienced 40 days and 40 nights as a divine being. He lived in the abundance of the allness, and his body had sufficient moisture, sufficient essence, food, that covered all of its needs. And he was not hungry, nor was he 1 ounce thinner than when he went in to the desert journey. You see, as we do these things, as we do our gift, we'll be absolutely amazed. Our gift is that we are divine beings. And the sooner we turn our attention to the fact that we are divine beings, the sooner I turn my attention to the fact that I'm a divine being, the sooner I live in the uncomplicated essence of the spiritual reality. I live in the unconditionally loving aspect of my relative being. I live in the now experience of all right now, and I enjoy all right now. I need nothing. I want nothing. I am all. Oh, yes. Do your gift and be amazed. That's what the Christ taught to each one of us. And that's what the Christ within each one of us keeps on saying. Accept, accept you're wonderful, accept you're beautiful, accept you're divine, accept. Let go of those limited human aspirations of yourself, those limited human illusions, appearances of yourself. Let go of those things and reach out into the cosmic infinite reality, reaching out, we might say reach in to the divine within, and reach in to who you are, and be it now. Oh yes, do your gift and be amazed. And as you do your gift and be amazed, you will be amazed at how wonderful it is, because people like science, scientific people, Einstein and Mozart as a musician and Michelangelo as an artist, oh, they're just examples of people who let go and let the divine in them flow. Now, truly, they could have done it in many other areas of their life. And they are perhaps doing it in many other areas of their life, because they don't die. They live forever. They are concepts. They are ideals. They are beingnesses. And they are here with us now. And they are forever. You and I are forever. We have a gift, and that gift is our divinity. That gift is our divine reality. That gift is our allness. That gift is our God selfness. That gift is who and what we are. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. It's glorious. Yes, it is. And this is the message that Jesus tried to get across to his disciples. He tried to get across to the people he spoke to. And he had primarily small groups of people, 8-10 people, maybe 3-4 people. And each one, he gave the entire message of his love. He gave the entire message of who he was. He gave the entire message of who they are. He told them, you have a gift. Now, let that gift shine forth unto all the world, for you are glorious and wonderful indeed. Let's listen to the story of Jesus. Let's listen to the words of Jesus. And let's follow them in our life. Do your gift and be amazed. And know that as I share these thoughts with you, I love you. I love you. I love you.